Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Becoming Eucharistic People, The Hope and Promise of Parish Life, Engaging Catholicism by Timothy P. O'Malley and McGrath Institute for Church Life. Foreword by Andrew H. Cousins. Narrated by Bob Sauer. Foreword. I have a very vivid memory of a retreat I led for young people as a young priest. We had spent the day giving talks, leading the retreatants in small groups, offering them confession, and in the evening we had a time of Eucharistic adoration. As I sat at the back of the group of about 50 high school youth kneeling and praying in adoration, the movement of the Spirit of God was palpable. I could almost see how our Eucharistic Lord was working in their hearts. I was filled with gratitude, and as I was thanking the Lord, He spoke to my own heart. This is all you have to do. Bring them to me in the Eucharist and let me work. Years later, I would realize this is what Pope Francis would call a culture of encounter, and I would see how central this encounter was for the work of evangelization. We provided a space for these young people to encounter the living Lord, and it allowed them to open their hearts to Jesus Christ and His Church. Decades later, I now serve as the Bishop of Crookston, Minnesota, and I am the bishop charged with leading the U.S. Church in a process of Eucharistic revival. After years of service in parishes and institutions and working with various evangelistic movements, I am convinced that the renewal of the Church will not come through programs, but through a deeper encounter with the Eucharistic Lord. I am convinced we need this, not just because studies show many Catholics don't understand the Eucharist, but because Jesus Christ in the Eucharist has the power to transform lives if we invite people to encounter Him. All of this may seem a bit naive. After all, the challenges facing U.S. Catholicism are steep. Internally, there is much distrust in the Church. Many people, quite naturally, are wary of their bishops after the fallout from the sexual abuse crisis. Disaffiliation and secularization are on the rise. Many Catholics are fighting with each other. Is the Eucharist really going to help? Externally, the challenges are equally steep. Many people have experienced loss during the COVID-19 pandemic. We have been cut off from each other. In the summer of 2020, in the very city where I was serving as an auxiliary bishop, we experienced anew the injustice of racism with the death of George Floyd. Migrants continue to suffer at our borders, and our country continues to support abortion in ways that no other nation does. How is the Eucharist going to serve as a source of healing in this time of unrest? Can the Eucharistic revival really play a part in renewing the Church and society? In this book, Dr. Timothy P. O'Malley from the McGrath Institute for Church Life at the University of Notre Dame provides one answer to this question. Spending time before the Eucharistic Lord helps build the kind of culture that fosters a Eucharistic communion. O'Malley suggests that this culture involves four dimensions: reverent and enculturated Eucharistic worship, an integral Eucharistic formation that attends to all the possible sources for catechesis, an approach to Catholic life that recognizes that every dimension of our lives, both public and private, is to be understood as Eucharistic, and a cultivation of a Eucharistic solidarity that transforms the parish and neighborhood alike. O'Malley's book is not just an argument, it's an invitation to the common task of discernment for Catholic parishes, schools, and apostolates to carefully examine whether the Eucharist is the source and summit of their lives. This book invites hard but salutary questions. Is our worship reverent? Does our catechesis attend to the whole person? Does the presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist lead men and women toward a more profound witness to divine love in the world? In fact, these are the kind of questions that come about when you spend time with Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. The insights you have when you recognize that the Eucharist is a sacrifice of love, calling the whole Church to a deeper self-gift and deeper communion. O'Malley, in the end, doesn't provide a program. He provides a blueprint for a Eucharistic revival that has the power to heal the wounds of Church and society alike. Such a revival, in the end, is not a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?